With your permission.
Oh, you must have better, you feel better. Yeah.
With your permission, we'd like to start tonight the Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit. The creation of this world, this is sentence 1, chapter 1, Parashat Bereshit. The Torah says the following, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. Sounds like it, where you learn that maybe it's a simple explanation, whatever it means. This is Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. So Rashi comes to bring the Chachamim, that the word Bereshit over here means something else. It doesn't mean in the beginning, like the Targum says Bekadmin. It says Bereshit, Rashi says what it means over here, Bishvil Reshit. Because of Reshit. What is Reshit? What's the word Reshit refers to? From the Gemara it says Reshit refers to Torah as well to Am Yisrael. So that is the explanation. Rashi says the Targum tries to explain to us, of course the Targum has a very secret meaning, what he says in the beginning, because it has nothing to do with the beginning. But it says Bereshit, the Gemara says like you divide the word Bereshit into two words. The Bet means like Bishvil, for. And for Reshit, Reshit means so-called the best. And the best the Torah refers to, Bishvil HaTorah, because of the Torah, Bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sky and earth. Or, says the Gemara, Shechachamim, Bishvil Israel. Israel also is called Reshit Shvuata Kol Ochlav Yerushamu. It is Nadir Mirahu says that Am Israel is called Reshit. Reshit again, the word Reshit in Hebrew means the first ones. The first ones, it means Bereshit Baral. It means the Torah starts like this. If somebody is going to ask you, tell me about creation. So the Torah starts with the word Bereshit. By the way, the Gaon Mevilna says that if you know letters very well, so if you look carefully how the letter Bet is being written, and you try to find some more secrets about how to pronounce the letter Bet, how to open the letters that you pronounce the letter Bet, you can figure out the whole Torah in the letter Bet. That's how deep it is, the Torah. But again, the word Bereshit means, the Bet means one word, and Reshit means another word. The Bet means for, and Reshit means the best. So again, it's either for the best means for the Am Yisrael, or for the Torah. So what does it mean exactly? Of course, the explanation, but they will tell us what it means is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he had in mind, the way the Zohar says, Yisakel b'orayta v'or ha'alma, says the Torah, says the Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called looked at the Torah, and created this world. So what it means, again, on the surface, what the Zohar means is that if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called had a blueprint, like he needs a blueprint, and he looked at the blueprint, and the blueprint is the Torah, and then he created this world. What does that mean? So the Torah tells you, no, okay, so now we know already what Bereshit means, and the Torah continues. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, it means again, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created sky and earth, okay? Ba'aretz et ha-tohu va-vohu, the Torah tells you, you should know earth at the time was deserted. Of course it was deserted. If nothing was on, if somebody tells you, listen, I'm going to manufacture something, and the manufacturer is just, you know, a raw material, you don't have to tell me the raw material was deserted, was nothing. Tohu vavohu, kot tohu vavohu. If Hashem would have done something with it, would be different. Right now, of course, it only says Hashem created sky and earth. Of course, it means earth. Everybody knows what it means. It is ground, soil. It says earth has nothing. But Torah emphasized. It was tohu vavohu. Tohu vavohu, what it means is it's just a dry land, doesn't have anything on it. The choshech apnei tohom was darkness, of course it was darkness. What else? If that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu started, of course it's darkness. Ruach Elokim merachef apnei hamayim, v'yom Elokim yiro v'yiro. Here comes the Torah and tells us it's the first thing Kadosh Baruch Hu did, is Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called called the light. Should be light. And the question is, what do you need light for? We don't need light for. There's nobody around. What do you need light for? For who you need light for? We don't need light. Light you need, you know, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to put somebody inside here, should be a light. But right now, the first day of creation, there's nobody around. So it's not necessary to put the light. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay for electricity. But again, you don't need it. You don't need it. What do you need is light for? Why did a Kadosh Baruch Hu tell us that that's what he created first, the light? But you know, it was light, but yeah, Elohim et or kitov, Elohim et or nachoshos. Come to Gemara and tell you should know this light is a very special light. It's not the light that we have today from the sun. It's a special light, it's called the first light. The first light is a tremendous light that you should expect, say the Navi, when Mashiach will come. The Navi said you should know when Mashiach will come, so it's going to be the sun. But the sun will give us so much light, like this original light. It says, what difference does it make? What kind of light? As long as I see, no, okay, it will be, you see more lights, more spots, more light. So what, I don't need it. What do you need more light? Why do you need more light? And comes the Gemara with a different statement. The Gemara says, well, let me tell you something else. It says over here, it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the great light. It says, Vayikra Elokim Lahom Elokim Lahom Elokim Lahom Elokim. It's beautiful light, beautiful light. Hashem said, you know what? Let me take this light away. I don't want people that don't deserve to have this light to use this light. So the Gemara, maybe this light was on for 12 hours. After 12 hours, so-called, the Kadosh Baruch Hu shut the light off. No more light. They don't need it anyway. Nobody's around. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called did such a thing. Things like this. The world was created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called turned on the light, and after a few hours, he said, no, I don't need it. Forget about it. This is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. I said, why did you put the light on in the beginning? You don't need light. Nobody's here. So he decided to put the light. Okay. I don't know yet why. But if he decided to put it off, what do you mean he's turning it off now? Why are you turning it off? Comes the Gemara and says, you should know it's dark right now, and we all do know on Wednesday HaKadosh Baruch Hu created so-called the sun and the moon, and now there is light. Wednesday there is light. Wednesday is light, why in the light? So I need light because Thursday HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create so-called animals, and there you go, animals cannot walk around without light. So understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun in the sky, put the moon in the sky, it says now the creatures can see what's going on. Comes Friday, comes the Gemara, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned back the original light. The original light is HaKadosh Baruch Hu just put for a few hours on Sunday, on the first of creation, turn it off. Now comes the Gemara and says the first light that originally was created on Sunday was put on again and stayed on for 36 hours. Was on Friday night. Was on Shabbat. After 36 hours came on say Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it off again. Turned it off again, it was dark. Say the Chachamim that all of a sudden Rav Hashem was still in Gan Eden on Motei Shabbat, and all of a sudden he hears the snake behind him. He hears the snake behind him and it's dark outside. He doesn't know what to do. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him so-called the idea that he took two stones and rubbed them and fire came. He made light and then the snake ran away. And this is our custom, Abdullah, to say, Boreh Moreh Esh. They said, since Adam HaRishon, so-called, that's what he did. He rubbed two stones and fire became, light was on. So the first light it was on, it says, okay, this is what is our custom, Kim Chachamim, Ashet Nesfak Dolah, it says when they so-called they made the text of Havdalah, it says Evi Motoy Shabbat, this is the Yotah, so-called, or the first fire, the first light that men made. It says men made fire, it says Sebrachah, it says what do you think about this? If Adam HaRishon would have drank Coca-Cola, So every Motzei Shabbat we can have to drink Coca-Cola. What this has to do with it? He needed light, so he invented. So Thomas Edison invented electricity, and Bell invented telephone. So every time somebody invented something good for us, we should say bracha. This is just happened to be Motzei Shabbat, and Aaron Rishon made so-called from fire. So he made other things. Afterwards he invented more things. Still, Chachamim said, say the bracha Baruch Moreh, to remember so-called the first light that Aaron Rishon made. With your permission, I'd like to go to Parashat HaShavua, this Parashat Behar B'chukotai. This is Sefer Vayikra, chapter 25. Yep. Chapter 25, Parashat Behar. With your permission, it says like this, V'edaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemo. So usually, Chachamim tell us, you find it in the Torah, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemo. It says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemo. It says, Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell us. It means, when Hashem spoke to Moshe, just between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, he doesn't say the word Lemo. The word Lemo means, Hashem told Moshe to say it over. This is why Daber Hashem, it comes to be known in the Torah. Daber Hashem and Moshe Lemo, Daber Hashem Moshe Lemo, it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell it to others. If it doesn't say Daber Hashem and Moshe, it means a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. Moshe is not even allowed to tell what Hashem told him. Unless Hashem said Lemo. When it says Lemo, it means Hashem told Moshe to say it over. Almost never in the Torah you'll find Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemo. What it means like this. Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time when Moshe was 79 years old.
Huh?
At the burning bush, yeah. At the burning bush. It was 80, exactly. It was 80. He was 80 when he met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was 80. He just became 80. A few weeks before. Became 80, he met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next 40 years, Hashem spoke to him occasionally. Not all the time. After they sent the spies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. But before Am Yisrael sent the spies, even though already we left Har Sinai already, we were under Har Sinai for about 12 months. After 12 months, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell them to move, we're going to Israel. About. Then Hashem spoke to him. Then after 38 years, at the 40th year, after all the generations that were participating in the spies generation died, Hashem spoke to Moshe again. This is Sefer Bamidbar, and this is Parashat Chukat, and this is Parashat Balak, this is Parashat Pinchas, this is Parashat Matot, this is Parashat Mateh. This we were so-called the new generation that you're going to Israel, and Hashem speaks to Moshe. That is, we left Har Sinai 38 years ago. Then we were at the edge, it's called Arvot Moab. It says we were on the other side of the Jordan River. And Hashem spoke to Moshe again. Now this is Sefer Dvarim that we know. This is the last speech of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu gave a speech. This was so-called before Moshe died. And then also over there Hashem spoke to him and spoke to him and spoke to him. Again, if somebody is going to ask us, why do you do this mitzvah? Why do you do this mitzvah? It says, you know, it says in the Torah, Hashem told Moshe to tell us. It says, where did Hashem tell it to Moshe? It's irrelevant. If Hashem told it to Moshe on Har Sinai, if Hashem told it to Moshe in the desert, if Hashem told it to Moshe at the edge of Eretz Israel, it's irrelevant. As long as you know Hashem told it to Moshe, Moshe told me, Hashem told me to tell you. It's called Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Hashem told Moshe. That's not it. It doesn't matter where. And usually, almost never you find this sentence that we find in this expression. It says Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai. I said, listen, we are in Har Sinai. We are in Har Sinai already a few months already. We need to arrive in Har Sinai now. But already we are there, we already did the golden calf. It's after Har Sinai. All of a sudden Hashem said, Moshe, I want to tell you something. Tell Am Yisrael something, but make sure when you write in the Torah, you tell them that I told it to you on Har Sinai. That is, what is the difference? Why did Hashem tell it to me? Come to Gemara and tell you, you know why? They don't hear about Har Sinai. It says, we're going to learn our new mitzvah. The mitzvah is called Shemitah. It says, sentence to the bear of Nehetzor, Matal Lahem, Ki Tavo, El Aret, and you come to Eretz Israel. Hashem, and Tavo, Lahem, and you come to Eretz Israel, I'm going to give you. Veshatar et Shabbat Lashem, it's going to be mitzvah Shemitah. What Shemitah means, the Torah says what it means, like this. Shem Shadim Tizrat Sadecha, Veshem Shadim Tizmor Karmecha, Vatata Tuatad, after Am Yisrael, that to Eretz Israel. And after they captured Eretz Israel, conquered Eretz Israel, and divided Eretz Israel, took 14 years, then they started counting. They counted 6 years, and Hashem said, the seventh year, you're not allowed to seed. And the Torah will tell you a different place, not allowed to plow. ובשנה השביעית, the 70th, שבת שבתו נהילה לשבת השם שתחל ותצב חמרו ותזמור, so don't seed. And don't seed in your field, don't seed in your vineyard. השיח שתחל לא תקצור, so don't harvest. And then the רכה לא תקצור, it means don't harvest and put away. שנה שבתו נהילה לארץ, ואתה שבת השם לא תחל לדחה. So this is called a Shabbat, it's called Shemitah. This is in Eretz Israel, we observe it in our time as well. That says it's called Shemitah. Shemitah means only in Eretz Israel. Do not plow, do not seed on the seventh year. What's this again? Now Hashem tells Moshe, listen. Hashem told Moshe, let me tell you something. Right in the Torah. I told it to you on Har Sinai. That every 7 years, you have a year called Shemitah. Tell them not to plow and not to seed. Don't take this mitzvah for granted, because the next parasha that we're going to read on Shabbat is right after Me'arat B'chukotah, and the Torah over there emphasized that if Hashem don't keep it, they have to go to exile. And happened to be, says the Gemara, the time Israel went to exile for 70 years between the first Beit HaMikdash and the second Beit HaMikdash, exactly 70 years, and Emiyahu HaNavi predicted it, and he told them Israel after 70 years, after Mashmon Nebuchadnezzar, the Beit HaMikdash, you're going to come back to Eretz Israel? He says, this is because if you're going to start counting from the time we started the count when we came to Eretz Israel, it's going to be 70 years of Shemitot. I must call Yovel, at the 50th year that has the same halakha as Shemitah, we did not observe, and Hashem warned us. And next week's parasha, Parashat B'chukotah, if you're not going to observe it, you're going to be kicked out of Eretz Israel, and it will be deserted, nobody will plow, nobody will seed. It says this is because you plowed and you seeded when you weren't allowed to do it. That's how important this mitzvah is. And again, what is the importance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, this mitzvah I want you to write in the Torah that was given on Har Sinai. What is this Har Sinai? Of course, we do know that in 2 weeks without Hashem is Chag HaShavuot. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Chag HaShavuot and so-called begged, says the Gemara, begged all the nations to accept the Torah. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvot, 10 commandments contain 620 letters, says Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon, this is 630 mitzvot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 7 from Chachamim, it's very important Torah. It says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need that we should keep the Torah? He doesn't tell us, we should keep Shabbat, we don't keep Shabbat. What is the difference for him? And what is this number 613? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide with his wisdom to give us 613 mitzvot? What would it be, maybe only 10, or maybe 1,000, or maybe 500? How did he get this number, 613? And this is the number that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us. This is the mitzvot that Moshe Rabbeinu was told on Har Sinai. That Hashem wants. Since the Gemara Hashem went to the nations, so-called the angels that present the nations upstairs, and asked them, is your nation ready to take the Torah? They said, no. Give it to the Jews. Give it to the Jews. Hashem came to us as the Torah. Moshe came to us. Hashem said, you want to be my nation? So you want to keep the Torah? We said, na'aseh v'nishma. Hashem was very happy with the statement, and Hashem gave us the Torah. comes the Gemara and tells a few things about the scenery, what happened. The first thing the Gemara says you should know, what happened really is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us with his so-called loud voice, we lost our neshama. We lost our neshama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called revived us. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu revive us? Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu revived us with dew. What is this do business Hashem revived us? Not only that, before Hashem revived us, says them in the Zohar says that the Torah came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is going to learn Torah if all the Jews are dead now? So, nobody's going to learn Torah. What is the big deal? The Gemara says, no, the Torah so-called came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A few times the Torah came. But here the Torah came so-called the first time and went, what it means, I don't know what it means exactly, but it means the Torah asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody's going to learn me if all the Jewish people will be dead. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called revived us. Again, revived us with a dew and we're alive. Because the Torah so-called requested it, and now we're alive. This is what is really behind it. Not only that, comes the Gemara, comes Chachamim. Every time you bend down, the Gemara says, it's kaparat avonot, you know, you have to be happy, it's falls on the floor. The Gemara says, if everything goes smoothly 1 month, you're in trouble. Not talking about you. The Gemara talks to us. The Gemara says, if everything, you know, I had a good month, everything goes smoothly, the Gemara says, be careful. It means you're getting invitation to go upstairs. So the Gemara says, how far? The Gemara says, not Hashem to suffer so much. So the Gemara, you know, something falls from you. You buy a suit, you bring it home, your wife said, what is this? Where did you get this suit? No return. So instead to start the fight, the Gemara said, you have to start dancing. He says, because this so-called takes all the sins away. So the Gemara, you put your hand in your pocket, and you want to take a dime, and only a nickel came out, he said, thank you very much. Now I have to stick my hand again. And says, the Gemara said, it's kaparat avonot. Something falls on the floor, says, thank God. Thank God I have to bend down. If nothing falls on the floor, and nothing happens, the Gemara says, you have to worry about it. You have to call your life insurance. The Gemara. You can drop it on purpose also. No, because you are caught. No, it's Shlemazm what we call in America. You're not Shlemazm. Now comes the Gemara and says, you know, there's another problem. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered us the Torah, we said, Naseh v'nishma, so comes the Rishonim and says, well, it says in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called forced us the last minute not to regret and go back on our so-called voluntarily statement that Naseh v'nishma will do and will listen. And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us, so-called he didn't want us to regret and to go back. And again, so big deal, so regret. So Ari says, the Zohar says like this. You know, if you want to translate it to your lifetime, the way what Ari says, it says like this. Let's say, you went and you bought a new car, a very nice car. Can you imagine there's no gas stations? No gas stations. Yeah, strike. When I was in America, 1974, there was no gas. You went to the gas station, you stood for an hour or two to fill up the car with gas, and then after half a mile the car stalled because it wasn't gas, it was water. They sold us water in the gas stations. You were in America? Yeah? Remember? So again, a car without gas is worthless. It doesn't matter. It doesn't move. So you park it on your front lawn. It's a very nice car, but it's nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Zohar, says Ari, when he created this world, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, the Torah emphasized, you should know, earth was deserted, was darkness. So what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so-called to fuel, to refill, to put energy in the system. It didn't go automatically. When Hashem made earth, now everything will move. He says earth will move, animals will move, the ocean will move, the stars will move. No, it doesn't go this way. It has to do inside some kind of energy that drives it. And the world is on the move. I said, what drives this world? If somebody would ask you, what drives this world? He says, the Zohar not only driving, he says, any object that stands and doesn't break. He says, not because mankind created it. There's no such thing. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the boss. He says, if you, what does it mean that you have the ability to build something and the thing that you were able to build stays? What it means is this energy inside. That energy is called light. It's called the first light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this is really the secret of Bereshit Bara Elokim et HaShamayim et HaAretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. True. Sky and earth. But it's standing still. It's just a form of something, cannot move, cannot produce, nothing will grow. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell earth to produce, to bring out fruits, trees, grass, it says, what do you think the earth has in it that can produce it? It says, the earth has so-called life inside. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day. It's not supposed to be light outside, because nobody is around anyway. So the first day of creation, Hashem does not have so-called to put the light on, nobody is here. And says, no, it's not the light that the Zohar through so-called, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have light outside. It's the light, says the Zohar, it's called the energy. Light is energy, it's like gas, like oil. It says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is a piece of light. I don't know if I ever told you. You know where we have oil and Coca-Cola for Pesach. Oil and Coca-Cola for Pesach. I don't know if you know, Coca-Cola, only 3 people know so-called ingredients of Coca-Cola. Only. They never travel on the same airplane. Never. They approached the OU and they figure out that the sales of the Coca-Cola dropped a lot before Pesach, because then the Coca-Cola does not have a share for Pesach. Who knows? Who knows what they have in Coca-Cola? So they approached the OU and asked the OU that they want a trusted rabbi. They'll tell him the ingredients of Coca-Cola. The OU chose a guy, his name was Rabbi Bernstein, he used to live in Nancy. And Coca-Cola told the OU they're going to bring this Rabbi Bernstein into a room, and they can have, besides the ingredients of Coca-Cola, few more ingredients. Because they don't trust him 100%. He might go outside, they might call Pepsi-Cola, and tell Pepsi-Cola how Coca-Cola makes Coca-Cola. So they said they're gonna put some more ingredients, not true ingredients in the room. So this is the rabbi from the OU will come and check all the ingredients, but they guarantee to the OU that inside this room that this rabbi is gonna go will be the ingredients of Coca-Cola plus few ingredients. If the rabbi, they won't tell the rabbi which one is Coca-Cola, which are the extra ones. If the rabbi will say everything is okay, he will kosher Pesach Coca-Cola. That's about that happened, I think, about 15 years ago. So they chose Rabbi Bernstein. And he went to the room. And only he knew what was inside the room. He came outside. He told the head of the OU that Coca-Cola is kosher for Pesach. And today, the whole world drinks Coca-Cola. They rely on the OU. Not on this rabbi, that rabbi. He doesn't have to have, you know, a 2 feet long beard and sombreros. This, the OU, and Ibn Nebrak, Rav Lando, Badat, all this, you know, this, what we call in America, those Sheikh Rabbanim. They say, Coca-Cola? The Chabot. He says, who is this? OU. OU? Yeah, Rabbi Bernstein. This Rabbi Bernstein, he went to Gan Eden already. Went to Gan Eden. I'm telling you this. So Rabbi Bernstein lived in Mansi, and he didn't feel good. They took him to the hospital. He was there for a few days. On Shabbat morning, he got out of bed.
to go to the men's room,
and all of a sudden he screams to his wife. He says, "What is this light that I see over here?" Fool's dead.
That's what the Zohar says. That's what Arid says.
It says the tzaddik, before he gives the neshama out, says the Zohar, so-called the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to take the neshama. It's not Malach HaMavet. It's not the devil, what we call in America.
And says this, Rabbi Bernstein called up his wife and says, "What is this light that I see in the room?"
And the minute he said it, he fell down dead. This is called the Shekhinah. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody wants to know what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is this? What entity is this?
I said the entity is to explain to us really what it means. It's light. It's light. It's light with tremendous amount of light, what we call energy. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Zohar says, what the Gemara says, Oteo Kasalma. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu stripped some light from himself. And this is the light that he injected in this creation. And that drives the creation. And this was the purpose when the Torah tells you, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, it says, first you read the Torah, you think, oh, this is a history book. Hashem, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do first? Earth, sky and earth, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should be light. It says, what is the purpose? Why did Hashem write it in the Torah? Of course, for your children, in first grade, so they know, you know. They want them to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did first. It's irrelevant to me. It says the Torah was not given to first grade children. What it means is, says the Zohar, I want to explain to you. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, first he created so-called the dummy, earth, the sky. Nothing is movable. It's dead. Dead creature. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will inject inside this system light. It says this light is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to drive the world. But that light stayed only for 12 hours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that energy to stay. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected the light. Now you have fuel in the system, like in the car. It can go only a few miles, but then the car will die. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. Friday morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create mankind. Again he refilled so-called the oil in the car. He put more fuel in the car, and that stayed for 36 hours. Comes the Zohar and says, okay, now, how does the world run now? How does it run now? You told me that we filled so-called the car the first time on the Sunday, and then on Friday, and Shabbat. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave energy to this world. It says, how the world is running now? Says the Zohar, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu took this energy and put this energy in the Torah. What it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is a mass of energy of light. It says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Kiner mitzvah betorah oro, the Torah produces light. Comes the Gemara and says, we had Meir Balanes rabbi, his name was Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, says, he was the biggest mekubal. The biggest. He was bigger than Rabbi Akiva, bigger than everybody. Says all of a sudden, one day he was able even to see not only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so-called the light upstairs, he was able to see like two projectors upstairs. And then he said, well, we have two over there. And of course one was the interior minister Matat, but he got confused, and then he said, forget about it, I'm all confused with this mystic, with the Kabbalah, I don't know what's going on. Says the Gemara, what happened to this guy? This rabbi was the biggest. Elisha ben Avuya. Rabbi Meir Balanes rabbi, what happened to him? Says the Gemara, I tell you what happened to him. In his Brit Milah, his father Avuya was a very major guy, and he invited all the Chachamim to come to the Brit Milah. They came to the Brit Milah and they started to learn Torah. All of a sudden, the father saw so-called a fake fire around them. A fake fire. Something like the fire that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the first time. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu saw a fire first. It says this, so the father came to Chachamim and says, what is this fire? I see fire around you. What is this? And that's a real fire? So Chachamim said, no, this is a fire. When you learn Torah, really, the Torah so-called produces energy.
And if you have the eyes, you can see fire. Like Moshe Rabbeinu saw fire, other people that moved and walked by, you probably wouldn't see that fire. And then the Gemara says, this is when Avuya decided at the Brit Mila of his son, so-called to devote his son for Torah because he saw the fire, comes the Gemara and says this was so-called the downfall of this Chacham, of this Elisha, that became a giant later, but so-called he became a giant because his father, when he saw the fire, he decided to do it. He did not so-called have it 100% for Hashem's sake, Hashem Shamayim. He just did it because he saw the fire. Anyway, the Torah produces fire. The Torah produces light. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Just the Zohar. You should know today, somebody is going to ask you, how the world is turning. Says the Ramchal, says Dari, you know, you try. Make sure nobody will observe the Torah, nobody will learn. Nobody. This is the world, you will see how the world is collapsing. Why is it collapsing? Because there's going to be no fuel. It's like a car. You drive a car, and also the gate shows no gas. What's going to happen? The car will stall. Says the Zohar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, stripped from himself some light. The light is an energy. Is energy. This is that energy today is in the Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And that's the secret of the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, decided 613 mitzvot. Not more, not less. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a secret in this number, 613, that actually it is 612 is the word Torah numerical value, plus the first two commandments that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Velo Yelecha, become 613. It is, that's what it really means. It means the word Torah numerical value is 611. 611 plus 2, what we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Ten Commandments, is 613. That produces so-called energy. And that's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world for Am Yisrael, for the Torah. Because if we will not accept the Torah, it will not be a disaster, but it will be a collapse. Collapse, the world will shrink, and the world will stand idle. This is nothing will be moving. There's going to be no energy. No energy means nothing is going to stay so-called alive because there's no energy in it. So says Dari, you should know this is really the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to us and give us the Ten Commandments, and he appears to us and he asks us, please take the Torah. Hashem, I was waiting from creation that somebody should accept Torah. Hashem doesn't care less if you learn Torah. Hashem doesn't care less if you observe Torah. It is, you don't understand, it's for your own benefit. It's your car. It's your life. It is your house. This is your place. This is your furniture. Everything stays because of energy. The energy comes because of Torah. So you have a gas station. I said, okay, we are the gas station, says the Gemara, HaKol Bishvil Israel, says the Gemara, the whole world is for Am Yisrael. Says, why? Why for Israel? It says, why so many Jews having such a tremendous power in this world? It says, you don't understand. Because they are so-called the people that work in the gas station. They refuel the war. This is what the Torah is all about. And that's the secret that Moses says. You should know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us on creation. The first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there should be light. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I like the light. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells I'm going to make a mankind. And that's what the Gemara says, at the end when Mashiach will come, it's going to be even tremendous light. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself. It's going to be, you know, a better, so-called better gas. You have gas 83 octane, you have 94. It's going to be 100. This is a pure gas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to arrive. It's going to show us what it means. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Gemara says, Mashiach will come, will sit down and will enjoy the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us on Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did to us, when we accepted the Torah, he gave us so-called the responsibility as well the reward that we are feeling energy in the world. This is called Har Sinai. Since we come to Chag HaShavuot, and he's going to ask us, what do you have in Chag HaShavuot? What do you do in Chag HaShavuot? Chag HaShavuot, I do nothing. It says, I just protest, and I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I am the one, a great-grandson of someone that devoted himself to produce energy for this world. That's all. So this is Chag HaShavuot. And therefore comes the Gemara Yerushalmi and says, you should know, Chag HaShavuot is a tremendous energy. How big this energy? I said, you should know,
every holiday has to do something with the thing that's called light.
So for example,
we have Purim. We all do know what's the Gzerah. What's the Gzerah of Haman? Haman. Haman, this, Haman, you know, we read the Megillah, Haman hates the Jews, Haman hates Mordechai, anti-Semitism. I just come to the man and say, listen, anti-Semitism starts from something that the Jews did not behave with. Either they went to the party that the Hashverosh made, they weren't supposed to, to go over there, or they bow down to a statue. How bad it was, said the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Eliyahu Navi, and Eliyahu Navi told Mordechai, listen, I'm fed up with the nation, they don't listen to me, finished. And Eliyahu Navi had to go and wake up Am Yisrael and Yaakov, wake up Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, let's pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's pray. Comes the Gemara and says that Mordechai took 22,000 children and taught them Torah. Taught them Torah, and in the end, Haman was hung, finished. And he says, what do you mean? They did something wrong. The nation did something wrong. They bowed down. We're talking about a lot of people bowed down to a statue. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, forget about it. Here comes Mordechai and takes 22,000 children and teaches them Torah. So where is so-called the sin that was committed by the rest of the nation gone? What happened to it? What happened to it? So because you took 22,000 children, comes the Megillah and says, that Yudim Aita Ora Besimcha Vetason Vika, the Jews had Ora. Ora means light. Comes the Gemara, you don't understand what light means. You think light means Carl Edison. You think light means an energy. No, light means Ora Zot Torah, says the Gemara. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, says the Gemara, it says the whole house where Moshe was born was filled with light. Which light was it? What light it means? What light it means? This is the same light that Rabbi Bernstein from all you saw. He says what it means is this person is going so-called to bring light to the world. Light to the world means energy. It says Mordechai knew the secret. He says it's true. This is Gezerah. Hashem decided, Chas Shalom, not to continue with us. I said, but let me explain to you something. If you take a job at the gas station, and even if you did something wrong, and you're the only one that has the gas station, the government will not prosecute you. Because what's going to be with the government? What's going to be the world? There's no more gas station. You're the only one that knows how to operate the gas station. You're the only one that knows how to fill, to refill cars, how to fuel things. It says Mordechai, says the Megillah, he was very smart. He took exactly 22,000 children. This is 20, the number 22 is because we have 22 letters in the alphabet. He says that Bereshit Bara Elokim, Eter Shamayim, Eter Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Torah with the alphabet. It says Mordechai took 22,000 people. It says the 22,000 learned Torah. Came Haman to me and says, what are you doing? He says, I'm teaching them Torah. I said, now I know. You were saved from the Gezerah. He says, my decision is nothing. It's not valid anymore. He says, because the Torah is the fuel of the world. He says, without this, it's going to be no world. If Hashem decided to destroy the world, it means there's no world because there's no fuel. He says, there's no fuel. He says, this Mordechai is going so-called to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we devoted so-called to produce energy for this world. The same thing, Hanukkah is the same. That's the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us a miracle with the menorah. And that's what you say around Nisim. The 12, 13 Hashmonaim won tens of thousands of soldiers of Greeks is because Bezedin Biyad Oske Toratecha. That is, we say in Aran Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle in the ones that so-called busy with the Torah. This is what does it make? For what we say that, says again, what it means is, the Hashmonim devoted yourself. So when you learn Torah, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, in the Avot, it says that's what you produce. You produce energy. You produce energy, you produce light. You produce energy, you produce light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits, all the Gezerot comes the Gemara, or Shem, the same is Pesach, the same is Shavuot, Sukkot, they all have to do something so-called with producing energy. And so Moshe came down to Mitzrayim and told them, Israel, we're going out of Egypt. And Israel said, no, it's not time yet. We're not here 400 years. We know our grandfather was granted with his punishment 400 years in Egypt. Moshe said, don't worry about it. He said, we're going to Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, we're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Na'aseh V'Nishma. We're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're walking in the gas station. We're going to refill energy. Hashem will rip the Gezerah from you. You don't have to be here 400 years. Since the Gemara Yerushalmi, you should know a secret. Maharaj Yerushalmi says, you know, in a way Shavuot is greater than Rosh Hashanah, greater. This is the Gemara Yerushalmi in the sentence, Parashat Pinchas, when the Torah talks about all the sacrifices, and so the Torah says they corrupt them, the Torah says Ba'asitim. Instead to sacrifice, the Torah says you should do. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you should do? Says the Gemara, you should do means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, make yourself, bring yourself back to the original status. As in Chag HaShavuot, this is the reason why we stay up at night. Chag HaShavuot that we so-called we celebrate, it's not so-called the Yuletide of the first Chag HaShavuot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. It means every year we so-called we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say this, we say a statement to Him. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu say we accept the Torah, we are accepting the Torah. It says what it means is not we keep the mitzvot. Hashem doesn't care less if we keep the mitzvot. The problem is the energy. The problem is the light. It says the light is the Torah. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu put so-called the original fuel that He created on the first Sunday, and then Friday He says He put it inside the mitzvot, and that's what it's our responsibility. The Gemara says to keep the mitzvot so much. And this was really this parasha, our parasha we're going to start reading on Shabbat. It says Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe behar Sinai. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, please write on Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, what do you mean Har Sinai? It doesn't matter where Hashem said it. He says, no. He says, we're going to learn a special mitzvah. It's called Shemitah. Shemitah means you have to have a emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. It says, every 17, you stop, you don't plow, you don't seed. He says, what am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? He says, in our time, it's no problem. You import from Holland. It says, in time of the Torah, in time of the Gemara, no important. It's no import. It says, what did you eat? It says, the Torah, Hashem promises you. Hashem says, you know what? Don't plow, don't seed. Sit at home. You see, the year before Shemitah, you see how much produce you're going to have. You're going to have so much produce, enough for the next 3 years, not 1 year. It is just to show us what it means, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, it's not that what we do, not the plowing, the seeding, it's the energy. And energy means emunah, that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the energy. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, listen, this is Parasha, this is the role model for the whole Torah, the Har Sinai. So what was on Har Sinai? On Har Sinai we said, Naseh v'nishma, on Har Sinai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, restore the light inside the Torah. So from this first day of man's creation, that was the first Friday, until Am Yisrael got the Torah, so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected inside the world energy on the behalf we should accept the Torah. Comes the Gemara and says, if you would say no, we don't want the Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called would stop the energy of this world, the world will collapse. This is the whole holiday of Chag HaShavuot. It's not to remember what happened. It's not Hashem gave us the Torah. This is Hashem with His mercy and kindness decided that He is going so-called to give us the power to refill energy in this world. And this is what made the Jews so big in generations, and that was Chas V'Shalom, says the Zohar, says Ari, if we don't keep it, Hashem is very upset. He says, what do you mean? Why are you upset? Why upset? So I don't. It's hard for me to keep the mitzvot. It's hard for me. I don't like to keep the mitzvot. It's true. But you have to understand, if you don't keep the mitzvot after you accepted it, what it means is now you're ruining so-called energy of the world. You're ruining the energy of the world. You do the opposite. Instead to refill the car with gas, you put inside things that are going to destroy the engine. The car will never move. And that's why it's so important to observe the mitzvot, not for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for our sake, in the sake of the world. Comes Leon Avin says in his book, Talat Eliyahu, it says, you know, for Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask each of us, what did you do for my world? He says, I created this world. I said, what did you do? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? You and me and the Torah are one unit. He said, what do you mean? What do you mean with one unit? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called created this world, but He did not decide in the beginning that He is going to refill it all the time. He just refilled it once. And then He said, you know what? Let the people that I'm going to create, let them run this world. Let them refuel the car, this world. How? With the Torah. It says the Torah, that just means we are one unit, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a company. The company, one is one person manufactures and the other one has to sell. It says we is so-called selling the products of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is Chag HaShavuot, is so important. And this is the custom that we have, is to read Megillat Rut Chag HaShavuot. That says, you know, you read the story in Megillat Rut was a famine. Was a famine. Says the Gemara, what was the famine for? Says the famine is an automatically thing that happens if you don't keep the Torah. It means nothing grows. What do you mean nothing grows? This is doesn't rain, as is everything is getting rotten. So what happened? What happened? It means there's no energy. It means the car doesn't drive unless you have gas inside the car. It says the world doesn't run unless there's gas in the world. This is the gas is the Torah. Now if you don't, says the Gemara, be mishvot ha-shoftim, it says it was the time of the judges. Nobody learned, nobody studied, nobody observed. It says no energy, no energy, automatically it's a famine. It's not a punishment. People have to think, you know, if I don't behave, if I don't keep a mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes me, it's going to be a famine, my business will go down. It's not a punishment. This is a consequence. It says if you don't keep it, it says there's no energy. There's no energy, it says the business doesn't go. It says there's no energy, nothing goes to the ground. It says this is why Chachamim said, you know, you should read Megillat Rut on Chag HaShavuot. It says Megillat Rut starts with a famine. If it was a famine, it says, why was a famine? It says a famine, it means there's no energy, there's no fuel in the system. I says, Ari, you should know this is the preparation for Chag HaShavuot that we have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we are here, so-called to refill energy in the system. Comes to Gemara Yerushalmi and says, you know, that's the biggest holiday. Yerushalmi says, you know, he's more afraid of Shavuot than Rosh Hashanah. He says, because Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see what did he do. Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to know, he wants to know if you're ready to do the job, if you're ready to refill this world with energy. And therefore, the Aryeh says, you know, this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Chag HaShavuot. It doesn't say in the Torah what is the purpose of this holiday. It doesn't say. It says, well, it says you have to count. You have to count from Pesach. And the 50th day is Chag HaShavuot. He says, what is this? What is it about? He says, no. It's the whole thing, the Sfirat HaOmer is a preparation. It's preparation to so-called to train myself, so-called to accept that I should be responsible for that so-called walking in the gas station. Comes Dari and says, you should know Motzei Shabbat. Kim Chachamim and say, Baruch, Ata Hashem Mekom Echlan, Boreh Moreh Ha'esh. He says, what is this? He says, I'll tell you what happened. First mankind, he came out of Gan Eden, was dark outside. Was dark outside, he heard the snake behind him. He heard the snake behind him, he took two stones and rubbed them. He says, you know what actually happened. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to produce light. That's the biggest thing. The whole world is running on this energy, it's called light. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed mankind how much he loved him. And in Gan Eden, Hashem gave him some kind of laws to observe in order for those that if you would observe, those laws would be enough to refill so-called oil in the system. Actually, he did not observe it. Actually, on Motzei Shabbat, he says, out of Gan Eden, he says, okay, now it's going on, it's dark outside. It's dark outside, the snake is going to bite him. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the idea in his head to go produce light. He says, what do you think? Because you rub two stones, has to come light, has to come fire. I said, this is what the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show you, the light is so-called the energy the world is running on. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a present. Therefore, every Motzei Shabbat, the day after Shabbat goes out, it says, remember that the most important thing on this world is the light. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light the first day. The light HaKadosh Baruch Hu then so-called injected in the Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua ben Nun, you go to capture Eretz Israel, don't let go of the Torah for a second. Don't let go of the Torah. Learn Torah. Bagitabo. He says, learn. So why have to learn Torah? It's not because Hashem wants us to learn Torah. Because the Torah produces the energy, that the energy is needed for this world to stand.